This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO. Your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO. Go Cards. Your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. The Cards are at home tonight against the Hudson Raiders. Chi High coming in here at 13-4 overall, 6-2 in the BRC. And the Raiders at 9-7, and they are 6-3 in the Big Rivers Conference. Greg Stewart, along with former Cards defenseman Cooper Fosvik here. Dawson Halverson, awesome Dawson, back at the WOGO Communication Center, our producer here tonight. Well, Coop, this is a huge game. I mean, it's got some postseason implications here, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think anytime you play Hudson, it's like it's a big deal around here. Obviously, they've kind of been a perennial powerhouse, so they're in our section, they're in our conference, so anytime you got to play them, it's a big day.
Yeah, the Cards, it's been a couple of months since we played Hudson over there. It was a close one, 2-1 in overtime. We lost that one. Jackson Hoym had the goal for Chi High, and we outshot them in that game, but couldn't come up with the win. Only lost three times since. Hudson, they've had a tough year, had some injuries, some sickness to begin the season, have a new coach, first-year coach in Charlie Singerhauser, who played for the team back from 2010 to 2014. And so he's got the, you know, he bleeds blue and white over there, which is what you'd like for a coach. And he's kind of taken over a program. It's sort of been a rebuild here for Hudson, but they're still a tough team. I mean, even at 9-7, just a couple of games above 500, you got to watch it when you're playing the Raiders.
Exactly. I mean, I feel like that record probably does not do this team justice. They've been in a lot of shootouts, I know. You know, like, they pulled out one against us. But hopefully tonight we get the home ice advantage. And it's going to be a close game, I can tell you that. But I think that home ice advantage is a big deal.
Yeah, and if Chi High were able to win this one, Scott Parker has just another thing he could take to the seating get-together when all the coaches meet in this section and talk about what team should be number one, number two. Yeah, I think they win this one. They're at least a number two, if not a number one.
Right. I mean, I can guarantee you Coach Scott Parker is going to go into that seating meeting looking for the one seed if they come out with a win tonight. And I guarantee you he's telling that to the guys in the locker room right now, that this game is a huge seeding implication. I mean, this is what you get up for. This is what you play hockey for. If you're a varsity hockey player, this is a game that's definitely going to have a playoff feel.
And he's in his 36th year as head coach of the Cards. He's kind of like a Philadelphia lawyer going in there. He can plead his case. He's got the pedigree. He's got the long time as a head coach in high school hockey here. He's very good at pleading the case for Chi High. So, but they've got to do it on the ice here tonight.
Exactly. You know, I think if the Cards don't win tonight, it might be tough for them to get that one seed. But I feel like if they do come out victorious tonight, I think that they're going to have a really strong case for a one seed, which is obviously a really big deal.
Yeah.
So
coming off a 7-0 win on Tuesday night up at Rice Lake, they outshot the Warriors 48-19. Had one of those games where, you know, just the other team couldn't compete much. Mason Johnson, Gus Thorpe, both with a 3-point evening. And CF with 4 third-period goals in that one to come off the loss to Superior. Meanwhile, Hudson has lost 2 in a row after a 5-game winning streak. They dropped an 8-6 decision at DeRichmond on Saturday. And then on Tuesday, kind of a shocker, a 2-1 loss at home against Eau Claire Memorial. So they come in here having dropped their last two. So let's talk about our keys to the game, brought to you by Toyson Ford. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Coop, what do you think the keys might be to a victory here at home tonight?
I think it really starts in the defensive zone for Chi-High tonight. They've proven they can score in bunches. But sometimes I feel like our defensive zone is just a little bit behind that. So I really am looking to see both our wingers and our defensemen block some shots tonight, give Derek Strong a little bit of relief from what sometimes can be just a relentless Hudson forecheck. I think the second thing is just sound positioning in the defensive zone and not overcommitting. Sometimes our defensemen get sucked up to the point and leave the guy down low, and sometimes our wings get sucked low and leave somebody open down there. So I kind of am looking for the Cards just to play a really solid defensive game. And I think the third thing is we need a really big game from Derek Strong.
Yeah.
You know, he's been good enough to win this year, a lot of games, but this is a big game. This is probably the biggest game he's played in
exactly.
yet this year.
And I think by his own admission, he kind of blew a tire up at Superior, even though the team outshot Superior. The offense was not that good up at Superior, but he didn't play that well either. We gave up a couple of quick goals in the first 5 minutes, and I'm sure he'd like to have that one back. So he needs to rebound here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think giving up goals early in the game like that kind of took the wind out of the Cardinals' sails. So hopefully he can come out really strong, get some confidence early in the game, make some saves, and that'll carry him through the rest of the game.
All right, so Chi-High against Hudson tonight on Logo Radio in a BRC battle with a team that has been to state time and time and time again, has won state, I think, six times in the history of the program. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll send Coop down to talk with Austin Taylor, the assistant coach of the Cards. We'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
Delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi-High and McDonald's Athletics.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses. I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Well, Go Radio, our coverage of Cards hockey tonight. Chi High hosting Hudson. And yeah, let's go downstairs. Ice level live with Austin Taylor. Here is our Cooper Fosvik.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're down here with Austin Taylor. First of all, that's a heck of a hockey player wound you got on your head there. A couple of stitches from a puck in practice. Any quick comments on that?
Got to keep your head up, I guess, yeah.
Obviously, this is a huge game tonight. What's the vibe in the room right now?
They seem ready to go. We had a good practice last night, moved the puck well. I was impressed with our warm-up, and overall intensity's been good. So, you know, at this point, it's kind of up to them, I think.
In a game like this, obviously Hudson sometimes just has a ferocious forecheck. How important is defensive zone and special teams going to be tonight?
Yeah, you know, in every game, D-zone's probably the most critical for us, right? Like us getting pucks out and making strong forehand plays. And, you know, it only gets exemplified when you play high-quality teams like Hudson, right? So defense is going to be huge for us tonight, getting good touches, 2-3 touches, get out of the zone, and then go get to the fun zone, right?
Absolutely. And lastly, as always, what are you expecting from the Hudson Raiders tonight?
They're a good team, right? I mean, yeah, their record might look otherwise, but they're playing one of the top schedules in the state of Wisconsin and playing Minnesota teams constantly. They just had a tough game against Eau Claire Memorial, another top team in the state. So it's one of those games where I don't want to look at their record by any means, because you know it's Hudson and they're a top team, but highly skilled, good coach, and they're going to be fast. So I think we're going to have our hands full with them tonight.
Thanks, Austin. Good luck tonight. Greg, back up to you.
Okay, thank you, guys. Here's a goalie matchup tonight for the Raiders. It is the junior, Aiden Tepperin. He comes in with the goals against at 279, save percentage at 901, and his record is 5-6. For the Cards, Derek Strong, who really has got very consistent numbers. He's been at the goals against average and save percentage about the same all season long. His save percentage at 913, goals against at 188, and he is 13-4 despite a tough loss up at Superior. But he's had a lot of one goal games that he's pitched, and some shutouts along the way. So Derek, I believe for a sophomore, 5'10", 240-pound sophomore, has played very, very well in his first year as a starter, backing up Bridger last year. So there you go. We're just a few minutes away from puck drop here tonight. Chi High and Hudson, stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated, and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves, because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Hudson Raiders and Chi High here tonight. The Raiders in the blue unis with a white trim. Chi High, their home whites, black and red trim here. Black Breezers, we're just about ready to go. Good crowd on hand. Teams have lined up next to their goaltenders along the goal line. And the familiar voice of Tom Voidel here tonight, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena with tonight's starting lineups. Here's Tom Voidel.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're about ready for the introduction of the starting lines. First, introducing the starting line for the Hudson Raiders in goal, number 35, Aiden Tepper-Eng. The defenseman, number 7, Brecken Meyer. And number 22, Will Kowalski. The center, number 10, Alex Potratz. And the wings, number 14, Mike Maurer. And number 17, Carson Strapon. And the rest of the Raiders, along with their head coach, Charlie Singerhouse, and assistant coaches, Aaron Rickert and Ryan Strapon. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Chi-High Cardinals, skating out with sophomore defenseman Jackson Boland is our youth hockey player of the night. And his name is Jackson Claybaugh. Jackson plays defense on the Chippewa Thunder Mites team and is a third grader at Homestead Elementary. His favorite NHL team is the Vegas Golden Knights. And his parents are Jeremy and Melissa Claybaugh. Ladies and gentlemen, Jackson Claybaugh. And now introducing the starting line for the Cardinals in goal, number 35, Derek Strong. The defenseman, number 4, Brett Krista. And number 18, Gus Thorpe. The center, number 34, Jack Bovey. And the wings, number 15, Brett Carlson. And number 21, Jackson LeMay. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
All right, we're going to get this thing cooking here very shortly, so stay with us. This is WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and you're listening to Cards Hockey. We'll be back.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
All Thursday night Chi High hockey here tonight on Logo. You can hear us 680 AM, 103.1 FM, Logo.com, and catch us on Cards TV where you can watch and listen to the game. Just go to WOGO.com. At the bottom of our sports schedule page, there's a link to Cards TV. And just click on that link and you can hear us throughout the evening and follow the action on your device or your TV, your smart TV. Speaking of smart, Coop is right next to me. And, hey, thanks again for doing a little play-by-play last week. I appreciate it. Couldn't have got through the night without you.
No problem. I'm glad you're back, though.
Yeah, I'm coming back. Not 100%, but I'm coming back from that bout of laryngitis here. And good to be with you tonight with Chi High Hockey. Our officials are Lee Darrow, the linesman. The referees are Ryan Darrow and Connor Rowan. And here we go. Cards right to action as Scott Parker throwing the second line out there to begin here. Jack Bobby tries to chase it down behind Aiden Tepperang, but it's going to be brought out to center by the Hudson Raiders. Raiders at 9-7 overall. Chi High chips this one into the right wing corner in the attacking zone and tries to pin it off the corner wall here, and it's going to slip back out between the blue stripes, and here comes Hudson. They cross the Chi High blue line for the first time tonight. This is hammered into the corner, brought out in front, and there's a quick score. Alex Potrats on that first line was set up right in front of Derek Strong. He took a feed from behind the cage, and there was nobody to block his shot.
Well, that's just the Cardinals coming out a little flat-footed and running around in our defensive zone early in this game. Time to wake up.
Wow.
Right now. Didn't take very long.
Oof. 39 seconds into the period, and Potrats with the goal. He leads the team with 20 points, now 21, his 17th goal of the season. Boy, that stings right off the bat here as Chi High gives up an early goal. And here comes Hudson back in the zone again. Strong is going to stick this one into the corner. Maurer is going to get an assist. 39 seconds into the period. See if we can get a second assist on it. There's a shot off the goaltender's mitt. And this one deflects into the corner of the Hudson zone. Raiders bring it out. They'll lob this one ahead over towards Eli Howard. Howard will yank this one into the right wing corner in the Chi High zone. And here come the Cards on the breakout. They go ahead to Lindy and trying to split the D is Carter Bobby. Nearly did it. Hudson got back on the back check and able to clear it. Back to center ice. Here come the Raiders again. Crossing the line is Everett Hayter. Some of these JV players, I think three or four of them, brought up for the varsity game, and Hayter is one of those. Man, oh man, JV team took a thumping here tonight. They lost by two touchdowns and two-point conversions. To Hudson 16-0 in the JV game. Here's Chi High trying to square this one up. Gus Thorpe spinning and firing. That one went off the goaltender's stick and up and out of play here.
Pretty good response from Chi High. We've had two really nice scoring chances since giving up that goal. But I definitely want to see our defensemen kind of tighten it up right now. It seems like they're just being a little loose with the puck and not playing those one-on-ones very tight.
Face off to the stick side, the junior goaltender, Aiden Eng for Hudson. And this one is dropped in behind him off the draw in the Hudson zone. Here come the Raiders with some speed. It is Potrats who scored that goal 39 seconds into the game. Potrats moves in, and it swept off his lumber. And this one's going to wind up and back of Derek Strong. Jack Bovey is right there trying to lead the Cards out, but it was tipped aside. And Chi High has to reset in the left wing corner. 14 1/4 left to go here in the first period. Brought up by Brett Carlson. Got a few feet beyond the red line. Launched one in. Cards in the midst of a change, and now it's complete. And here's Gus Thorpe, big freshman defenseman. He wheels and deals behind his own goal line, brings it up into the left wing wheel, and then it is turned over and thrown right back in the Chi High zone. Thorpe has to retreat. He's got some juice, moves in from right to left, and then an exit pass is careened off of Hudson's stick, and the Raiders have it here. This is Flatham. went cross ice, and again a tip and redirect out of play. 13:47 left to go here in the first period. Hudson up 1-0 on the goal, 39 seconds into the opening stanza. Well, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Back to action. Chi High in their own defensive zone. This one hammered off the boards, but they can't clear. It's chased down by Thorpe, left of his goaltender. Thorpe stumbled for a moment, then picks it back up. Chi High, tip-tap-toe, up the ice, and here is Carter Bovey. Bovey trying to move in past the defenseman. Was tossed into the wall by Schroeder for Hudson. This one came back to the point. Held there by Jackson Boland. And it's dumped into the right wing corner. Cycled around. Sliding over is Swoboda to hold the zone. Tapped it in the left wing corner. Floats around to the right. Now it comes over to Boland. And he'll backhand one to keep the zone. As the Chi-High Cardinals start to make a line change here. Brett Carlson, first guy out in that line here in the first period. Comes back to the point. Here is Boland. Dangles for a moment and fires it in the left wing corner. Hudson's got it. They turn it up the ice, but this should be an icing call, and it is. 12:35 left to go, first period. But that was a quick strike here by Hudson to kind of take the wind out of the sails early on.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I was just looking at the sheet, the roster here, and the puck went in.
Yeah.
And it was just like, wow, that was pretty fast.
Fans barely getting into their seats, and it's already 1-0. Hudson careens this one ahead off the shelf, and it's going to pop out. And here is Mike Maurer. Maurer had a hand in that first goal, moves to the top of the circle on the left side of the Chi-High zone, then drifts off to the left, and this one's picked off by the Cards, and the breakout commences. Here comes Jack Bowlby, and he got turned upside down there by Potratz. Both guys kind of took it on the chin there. Both guys falling flat in the ice, and they quickly spring back up. Bowlby into the play as they collided out of neutral ice. Puck loose in the right wing corner. It's going to come around to Thorpe. Backpedals, keeps the zone. Drops this one in from left to right. Cards in the midst of a change. Here's Mason Johnson. Foils out there on this first line as well. And Jackson Hoym, the team's leading scorer. Here is Johnson. Digs for it behind the Hudson goaltender. And a stoppage of play right here with 11:38 left to go.
Cards are going to go for tripping.
Okay. Boy, I tell you what, we trail it 1-0. Now we're going to give them a power play here. It's going to go against Mason Johnson for the trip. And the first power play is going to go to Hudson here this evening.
Well, here's a really good opportunity. I talked about special teams with Coach Taylor before the game, and this is going to be a really, really big kill for the Cardinals.
Cards on the kill at 89.5%. Hudson on the power play, 17.6%, which is not up to their typical standards. So let's see if we can kill this one off. Cards work the box. Now they'll begin to surround the puck, and it looked like I thought we were going to get a penalty call on Hudson on the trip right there as they took down Jackson Boland, but no call. Here's a shot on net from the point by Kowalski from the D-line, and Strong got a piece of that. Now it's left out in front. Strong off the glove, and got some help swept out of the way by the Cards defense. Chi-High will make a bit of a change. Jack Bowden's out there now for the Cards. Here comes Hudson. Oh, a toe tap to the left corner by Strong. Off the shot right there. Kind of tied him up a little bit. And this one's going to drift back in the Hudson zone. Jack Bowlby with the interceptor, nearly intercepted in the Hudson zone. Might have had a breakaway chance, and now it comes across the line. And the TO right there for Sam Hebert. Guard's going to throw Jackson LeMay out there. We got Thorpe, Jack Bowlby, Sam Hebert. And there's her four for Chi-High. Hudson brings it in across the line. Is Meyer. Meyer flips it over to Strap-On on this first line. Back to Meyer as he floats along the blue stripe to Strap-On. Harassed by Jack Bowlby. Now they work it from the left side. And Potratz with a one-timer. Hard one. Heavy shot on Strong. And he thumped it into the corner. Got 19 seconds to go in the power play. Chi High hauls it in and dumps it down the ice, and that should just about do it.
What a save by Strong.
Boy, he had a couple of huge saves here on the power play. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Clock ticks down, and this one's going to go across the goal line. And an icing call here on Hudson.
I loved that kill from the Cardinals. I think they did a really nice job. You know, obviously they had some nice shots. Derek Strong made some great saves, but those shots were from the outside.
Right.
They didn't allow that backdoor pass to happen. Really nice work, really good positioning.
Face off in the Hudson zone, left circle, and this one's going to be pushed in back of the net, but Hudson's first to get there, and they clear to the Chi High zone, and nearly a breakaway chance for Fisher, but some off-wing defensive help. Great job right there by Jackson Boland to get back and cover the loose change. Now here's Swoboda. Sweeps up, blind pass, and it was picked by Hudson. Centering pass right there. The intercept for a moment by Ethan Foyles. Then he lost it. It's kicked around inside the zone. Hudson finally will haul it in. And here is the Raiders with a chance. They work it out in front. Nice job right there by the Cards. Jackson Hoyam on the back check to disrupt a one-timer chance by Hudson. 8:52 left to go, and the Cards able to clear out to center. Now it's fired right back in again, and here's Sam Hebert racing to it. Loose in behind Derek Strong. Hebert there. He'll give it up for Reed Post. This one banked off the wall. It's going to carry him all the way down to the Hudson zone. No icing call right here, and the Raiders get back defensively. 8.5 left to go, first period. Here on WOGO Radio, Chi High already trailing 1-0 on the goal, 39 seconds into the period by Alex Potratz, their top scorer. Potratz is a junior, got a sophomore and a couple of seniors on that top line for first-year head coach Charlie Singerhouse. Here comes Hudson. Here is Potratz again, and he weaved his way in and shot it off a blocker of Strong, and then he has to pounce on it to find the loose change and hold on with 8:03 left to go. The Cards a little sloppy on defense that time.
Yeah, it seems like our defensive zone has just been a little sloppy all night, and that scares me a little bit because I just know how dangerous this Hudson team can be.
Potratz will be in the dot, on the dot for the faceoff against Jack Bovey, and it's going to be picked up by Jackson Boland. Then he coughed it up, and it's going to be Potratz has got it for Hudson. He'll leave it, drop it off for his D, but Chi High on the turnover, able to squirrel this one all the way down, but that's an icy call right there. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or go to qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Back to action. There's a drop in the Chi High zone. This one is going to be jammed along the boards and cleared right onto the tape of Oliver Schroeder, the big defenseman. He is tall. Cards on the breakout chance right here. Little disconnect on the breakout. Pass for Jackson Hoyam way beyond him. And again, the whistle stops play here with 7:22 left to go in the first period.
Just seems like we're gripping our sticks a little tight or something. It just, I don't know.
Look out of sync for sure.
Definitely.
Second line out there for Hudson against Chi High's first. Let's see if the mismatch works. Here is Brett Krista racing into the corner to get it. Throws it to Gus Thorpe. He fanned on it. Hudson's got it. And Gilbert with a chance on the turnover. Here's another chance. This one off the stick of Ross. As he came in, he was at the hash marks, and man, they are just buzzing our net right now.
We're lucky Derek Strong is on tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely kept us in this game. It could easily be 3-0 with the lead.
They have had some great shots.
Yeah.
And a quick line change for Scott Parker here. 6:59 left to go, first period. We are being outshot, Coop, 8-0 so far. Face off in the Card zone, wrapped around the boards, right to the Hudson D, and a one-timer that came in. Gus Thorpe almost screened his goaltender there, trying to knock it down off the stick of Breckenmeyer a few feet inside the D zone.
We're really slow off faceoffs too. That's just another thing that I guarantee you is on Coach Parker's mind.
Here is Thorpe, and a whistle stops play as Gus was going to bring it out. The net got backed into by Derek, so we're going to face off just outside Chi-High zone. 6:47. We're not out of the game by any stretch, but we've really got to turn it on here, or else this game's going to get away from us. Here is Post. Tried to drape this one off to his left. Now works it to Jack Bowley. Back to Reed, and a shot knocked down in front. It's going to come back. Here is Gus Thorpe with a one-timer. That also hit traffic. And it's launched out of the zone by Hudson. Banked off the glass and over to Krista. He looks blind pass ahead, and twisting around was Jack Bowley, but no call right there. A couple of times I think we could have gotten calls against Hudson. But no raised hands so far from the stripes. Here is Carson Strapon, big kid himself. Strapon comes to the center ice red line, lost the puck, and picks it back up again. Carried a few feet into the Chi-High zone. There's a turnover, and here come the Cards. Up the ice, Jackson LeMay ducks under the check from Schroeder. Went right underneath his arm. And also into the fray is Ezra Lindstrom. This one on the half wall. Nobody there wearing white. And it's going to be Carson Strapon. He's able to throw a puck up the ice to neutral just inside the Chi-High zone. Cards back to the attack. Here is Lindy. Throws one in just to see if he can keep the zone. And he'll spin off on the line change. And now it comes back out to neutral for Jackson Boland. Turns. Bounces one into the right wing corner, and this one's going to cycle from left to right. Hudson brings it up, and Harry Ross stretching to neutral, trying to get the puck past the Cards defense, but they couldn't get it on his tape, and this one's going to come right back to the Hudson goal. Tepperang will leave it off to the right wing side, and Chi-High on the attack right here. This is Jackson Hoy, dangled down into the left wing corner, throws it back for Caden Swoboda. Now the right wing side, Jackson Boland turned and threw a shot in on net. That one into the corner from Tepperang, and they still are handling the puck in their own zone. Here's Hudson. Harry Ross brings it up ahead, steps over the blue line. That is bodied a little bit by Carter Bobey as he came in, lost the rock, and this one's going to come back to the point. Hammered in by Meyer. But an offsides call right here. 4:19 left to go in the first period. Shots 9-1 in favor of the Raiders.
I mean, I think we've got a couple more than that, but not many. I mean, it's been the ice has definitely been tilted in Hudson's direction.
Face off in the Chi-High zone. Finally a clean win down there, and Jack Bobey's got it for Chi-High. Bobey with the wheels, moves up the left side, trying to get it to Carter. And it was just in back of him. Carter reached back.
Get there, Reed, let's go.
And then pinched a shot into the left wing corner in the Hudson zone. Raiders set up. They move out of their own defensive zone. Toss it down the ice, but an icing call right here against Hudson. Well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. WOGO Radio, our coverage of Cards Hockey, and we're on Cards TV tonight. If you want to catch us there, just go to WOGO.com. The sports schedule page at the bottom is a link to Cards TV. You can watch us. Well, you won't watch us, you'll watch the players, but you can listen to our coverage here tonight on WOGO. 3:33 left to go, first period. And Jackson LeMay will carry this one all the way into the left wing corner of the Hudson zone. The Raiders' Oliver Schroeder backhands it to the half wall, and a group begins to form up right there in the Hudson zone. Finally, it's peeled off the dasher, thrown into the left wing corner, and Chi-High on the move with player changes on the forward lines. They get the Jackson Hoym. Mason Johnson lined back out there again, and a pass ahead of Hoym. So this will be an icing call against Chi-Hi with 3:01 left to go in the first period.
Well, we got 3 minutes. You know, I always say, like, the last 2 minutes of the period is super important for momentum going to the next period. So this is a huge couple of minutes for the Cardinals. Hopefully they can turn it around.
Face off to the blocker side of Strong. Hudson wins it back for the D. Now they go to the right side. D to D, and we got a penalty.
That was a high stick,
high
for
stick.
Sure.
Okay, played with a high stick. No penalty right there.
If they didn't call that one, I would have jumped out on the ice, Greg.
You saw it up here. 2:53 left to go in this first period. A fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order. Of course, we're talking the Butterburger from Culver's. Have one today or this weekend at Culver's of Lake Halley. They'll drop in the left wing circle in the Hudson zone. And a battle right there on the dot. And it's going to be Mason Johnson. Johnson carries it to the low slot. Tried a backhand on Tepperang. And this one bounced into the corner. Hudson able to wrap it around the boards. And here comes Harry Ross. Steps across the line. Krista with him. Ross lost it for a moment. Now it's loose. Floats into the left wing corner. And here is Ethan Foyles. Foyles hands off to Jackson Hoyne. He carried it in a few feet, harassed as he came in, but picked up the puck anyway, and a one-timer right there to Mason Johnson, who was heading down the slot. Got Johnson on the tape, and Mason with a nice shot, but shot it right into the junior goaltender, and this one flips back in the Chi-Hi zone, bounces up in the air, and is going to be corralled right there by Derek Strong. Best play of the night, I think, offensively for Chi-Hi right there.
Yeah, we had a really good draw. Had a couple scoring opportunities off it, and I think hopefully the Cardinals have woken up a little bit now.
I hope so. Only trailing 1-0, 39 seconds into the first period. It was Alex Potratz with the goal for Hudson. Now Chi-Hi, that stretch breakout play, trying to hit Carter Bobey. Here's Reed Post, but Bobey was caught inside. He was stretching out to touch the blue line. Oh, if he only had another couple of inches, he would have made it. Reed Post thought he had flow coming in, and it was an offsides call right here.
Yeah, that was really close. I think Carter just got a little bit overextended.
Yep. Face off at the dot outside the Hudson defensive end. And it's going to be picked up by Breckenmeyer. Worked off to his right. They cough it up, and Chi-Hi got a man into the zone that time as Reed Post, who was offsides. And that one just kind of caught him unawares because he thought that they had everything coming in and just got just touched by Hudson. So we'll do it again. Jack Bobey to take the draw for Chi-Hi. At neutral ice, and Hudson's got it. Now they'll give it away to Caden Swoboda. He'll sweep this one into the left wing corner as we go to a minute and a half left to go in the period. Here come the Raiders again. Got some numbers. They move it into the zone, but nice back check right there by Chi-Hi Sam Hebert. And here come the Cards with numbers themselves. Jack Bowie throws it on net. Hebert a little bit low. He was right in the goaltender's face. Just outside the paint. Had he been a few feet further back, he might have had a chance for a ricochet goal. This one comes back to the center stripe. Tossed in right on net with 1:05 left to go here in the period. And Chi-Hi in the break right here. Coming up the ice is Mason Johnson. Dinks this one off the glass. And Chi-Hi in the forecheck trying to keep it pinned in here as we go under a minute to play in the period. Cards have it at the point. And just past the stick of Sam Hebert. And Hudson able to clear to neutral ice. Chi-Hi's got it right here. It is Gus Thorpe. Worked it off the dasher on the near side. Time winding down. 35 seconds to go in the pit. And Hudson will turn directions, get it up to neutral ice. And Chi-Hi's got to get out. A little miscommunication right there. Jackson Bolin had to get back. Oh, my gosh! What happened there? It drifted in toward the goaltender, and I'm not sure Derek Strong was ready for it. And the Cards just kind of backpedaling nonchalantly give up a goal to Hudson, and that was as soft as you'll see. And this one, 23.2 seconds left to go Coop, what happened right there?
Well, it started with a bouncing puck, and Jackson Boland could not settle it down, and I think Derek Strong kind of expected him to because it wasn't that bouncy, and he just couldn't get a handle on it, and it just ended up in the back of the net. So an own goal.
16:37, time of the goal. Mike Maurer has 2 points, the assist on the first goal, and the goal right here. Man, oh, man, you talk about crushing goals here. We got one in the first 39 seconds and one in the last 23 seconds of the period.
Yeah, I mean, it got pretty quiet in here, Greg.
Stunned silent. I mean, it wasn't like a great play. Just
no.
Unbelievable. Chi High in a huge night. They get a win here, and they will probably have first seeds sewn up. But Hudson's got other ideas, and they lead it 2-0. And Chi High just came out. I don't think you can say it any other way. They came out flat here tonight.
Yeah, I think they overlooked Hudson, which
I don't know how you do that.
That's what it appears to me. And just no fire, no real. I mean, it weren't real physical. We weren't getting the puck in deep. You know, it just really slow off draws. As I mentioned, our wings have been out of position all night, and also our defensemen have just not been solid. They're backing out. You know, they're not playing that aggressive style that I'm used to watching them play all year. So
yeah, we have seen them play so much better.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, you know, they may be the third-ranked team in the state and with one of the toughest schedules in the state, but if they play this way in the postseason, they'll be one and done.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, that own goal there, I mean, that was just mentally being mentally unprepared.
Right.
You know, that's all that was. And I've kind of seen that all night with our defensemen in particular. I mean, it seems like Gus Thorpe is the only defenseman of ours that wanted to play hockey today. And that's, I mean, we're lucky it's 2-0. Let's just 2-0. I mean, because it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, I'll say they had some great chances. Derek Strong played terrific. Soft goal there. I think he maybe, like you said, he assumed he was going to get some D help, and it didn't happen, but you can't assume anything. You just got to be ready. Your game face on for every shot, every minute of a period.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a stunner.
Yeah, both goals are like dagger goals,
yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
So I think I'm guessing Coach Parker is going to...
Yeah, would you go in and cover this live between... No, I'm just kidding.
I think that's a horrible idea. you know, I've seen Coach Parker in games like this, you know, lots of times, both as a player and as a coach, because, you know, obviously you have a couple games like this every year, and he kind of goes about it one of two ways. He goes in soft, like, hey, this happens, you're going to be all right.
Right.
But in a game like this, with all these implications, I'm guessing he is going to rattle some cages.
Yep.
And he should.
I think it would be very, very appropriate. Chi High trails Hudson 2-0 tonight. The good thing is, yeah, still two periods of hockey. And
exactly.
If this were third period, things would be looking pretty bleak. But still two full periods to play.
Lots of hockey.
Shots 11-4 in favor of the Raiders. They came to play tonight, and so far they've shown it. 2-0 lead for them. We will continue with more. Chi High and Hudson, this is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Husky out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Four for the shot. Oh, it went in. With a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Chi High laying an egg here in the first period against Hudson. And so far tonight, we've been outscored 18-0 between the JV game and this varsity contest. Chi High down 2-0. And the way they scored is so disappointing. And we're talking hockey between the first and second periods here. Brought to you by Hy-Vee, your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Well, tonight, Chai giving a quick one up 39 seconds into the period. And Coop, had we, you know, gotten out of that first period with just that one mistake, could have said, okay, one more, we get a goal here, we're right back in the game, pop one in, and we're tied. But now down 2-0 on just a horrible goal, one of the worst I've seen ever, I think, in high school hockey. It was just inside the blue line. Hudson just bouncing one in toward the net. And it got past Eric Strong. Should have been an easy save. And that was 23 seconds to go in the period. And we're down 2-0.
Yeah, so those two goals hurt really bad, obviously. I definitely like the Cardinals compete at the end of the period a little bit more. I feel like Jack Bovey had a couple really, really good shifts along with Jackson Hoym. And they kind of were starting to get things rolling and kind of get settled in a little bit. And then that just... You know, with 24 seconds left, that awful goal, as we talked about, you know, that is, you know, I've scored on my own goalie too, but, you know, it was off like a block shot or something and
right.
deflected inward. This one was pretty rough. So hopefully, you know, this Cardston team is mature enough to just kind of swipe all that stuff away, you know, clean slate. Come out and you know now it's gut check time. They got to carry or dig themselves out of a hole,
sure,
which is never easy. But it's a talented team, and you know they've surprised us before.
Yeah, they're too talented to play like this. Somebody's going to have to step
exactly.
up here and make a difference. Say this is enough. we're going to play like Chi-High can play here this year.
Right, and I you know, I've talked about this many times this year. I put a lot of pressure on the captain because I know how important that can be, and the captain's energy can kind of take you down or send you, you know, into that next level. So I'm looking for Jack Bovey to be that guy.
Yep.
You know,
yep. He's a senior.
He's a senior. He's very talented. He needs to put the team on his back here and kind of carry him out of this hole. He needs to put up some points. It's time for him to do that, and I know it's in him. And tonight would be a really good night for him to just turn it on.
Yeah, I think the next goal is going to be crucial here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, coming back from a 3-0 hole is in varsity hockey is really, really hard and very rare. So the next goal for Chi-High to get it is going to be monstrous.
All right, let's do what they did to us. A few seconds into the second period, let's score.
I like that, Craig.
And make it
2-1.
All right. Our score, 2-0. Hudson leads Chi-High after one period here on Logo Radio. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO, and we will be back.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Well, let's see what magic Scott Parker conjured up in the first intermission locker room here. Chi-High trailing 2-0 to Hudson, a team that traditionally is, you know, one or two or three in the state. They're not ranked this year with the record a couple of games above 500, but still a dangerous opponent anytime you play them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've got a tough schedule, too. And they're just always a really, really solid program. Obviously, losing Davis Druske as our head coach, you know, is tough. But, you know, they're just always a team that you got to look out for. You can never overlook them, ever. So hopefully Coach Parker's got the troops rallied and they're ready to come out and take it to them.
Yeah, you bet. All right, shots again, 11-4 in favor of the Raiders. 15 teams in this section. Chi-High is one of them, hoping to beat number one, but you lose here tonight and that may be gone, that chance of being the top seed in the section if the Cards lose. They already lost to Superior. Lost to Hudson would be a clean sweep for the Raiders, and Scott Parker would have to do some fancy talking in the sectional seeding meeting to get number one here if we lose this one.
you know, something Coach Parker's got going for him. He's a big guy.
He is. don't want to cross him.
Yeah.
For sure.
They see that national championship ring, and they're like,
"Oh." Oh, by the way, I was going to mention, too, that that's Hockey Day in Minnesota this weekend, and they did a piece for the television coverage on Scott and his days at White Bear and his brothers, of course, playing at the college level, Michigan State, Wisconsin, in the pros as well, and a really neat thing. So if you happen to catch Hockey Day in Minnesota, the coverage, all-day coverage, I think it's on Bally Sports. Check that out. I can't wait to see the piece that they did with Scott, the interview. He went to White Bear Mariner, a school that doesn't exist anymore. Of course, White Bear Hockey does, and that should be a lot of fun. All right, we're back to action here in the second period. Half a minute in. It's dumped into the Hudson zone. Chi-Hi needs to light the fire somehow here in the second period. Jackson, Jack Boney backpedals, and here comes Hudson. Across the line is Mike Maurer's got a couple of points here tonight. And the net, I think, might have slipped off a little bit in the Chi-Hi zone. Now it's going to be reset. And the faceoff in the Cards' defensive end as it was backed into by Derek Strong.
Yeah, Derek Strong's a big, strong kid.
Yeah,
he slid across. He hit the post pretty hard, and, you know, he actually got across really quick and saved a goal.
Face off in the Chi-Hi zone. Hudson with a clean win, and now they work the setup. It's going to be Hemphill who will carry it into the deeper in the zone and into the left wing corner. Now coughs it up, but Okerlund is right there for the Raiders, trying to go back to the defense. It tipped off a Chi-Hi stick and right to the left of the junior goaltender, Aiden Tepper-Ing. Here's Hudson. Up the ice is Brady Gilbert. Crosses the line, but surrounded by Cardinals and worked hard into the wall. And this one on the back pass, the drop pass for the defenseman got away from Ian Flatton. And they got to backpedal and get it in their own zone. Hudson's got it. Works it up now to Okerlund. Crosses the blue stripe into the Chi-Hi zone. A hard around. It's going to come to the blue line. Held in for a moment, but Chi-Hi's got it. And plenty of room to maneuver. Here is Caden Swoboda. Turned, walked it up the ice, left it out at neutral. The pick right there. And dumped in by Harry Ross for Hudson. This one off the end boards. Chipped around the wall and up and out by Chi-Hi, but they just don't seem to have any flow here. They get it up to neutral, but there's nobody there, and it's not still working here in the second period.
Yeah, the neutral zone, we're all bunched up on one side. There's nobody to pass to, so you either skate it into three Raiders or you ice the puck like they did, which is a smart thing to do, but yeah, definitely got to shore up some of our positioning.
It's going to be Mason Johnson trying to win the defensive zone face-off, but Hudson's got it. Here's a shot on net. Strong made the initial save, and then it is swept in by the Raiders on the left side of the cage, and it is 3-0 Hudson.
Yeah, that's another case of us just getting beat off the face-off, and then Derek Strong made the first save, but our defensemen didn't clear it out. They were actually laying down. And next thing you know, it's in the back of the net. Not much Derek Strong could really do on that one.
No, he made the initial save.
Yeah, he did his job. He made the first save. And then
there's just not much support going here. And Alex Potratz with his second goal. Third point of the night for Mike Maurer for Hudson. 2:06, the time of the goal. And this one's spinning out of control for Chi-Hi as they trail it 3-0. Maurer, third point tonight. 2:06 time of the goal. Here comes Hudson again. Maurer on his horse, moves into the zone, drops it off to the right side. Chi-Hi's got to get somebody to step up. There's a one-timer, and it's eaten up by Derek Strong. That came in from the D. Who is going to be the man of the hour for Chi-Hi? I tell you what, I think if they give one more up here, this game is over.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
3-0 is tough enough to come back from. Wow. Stunning here tonight. I thought Chi-Hi would have a chance to beat Hudson. We only lost to him 2-1 in overtime. Here's a one-timer easily saved by Strong off the stick of Schroeder. And he'll hang on to that.
All right, and I kind of had a feeling this was going to happen. A little line change action for the Cardinals. We got Bovee with Johnson and Hoym, so they're stacking that one line, trying to get some offense going here.
Face off to the glove side of Derek Strong, and Chi High able to maneuver the puck over on the wall on the far side. You know, I was just watching the body language of players going to the bench for the Cards, and it's almost looks like some of these guys are defeated already.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, you can see it in their eyes. Coach Parker always talks about the eyes, whether you're ready to play or not, and I know he's seeing that, and I'm guessing that's why they made these line changes here, just trying to get a different look and hopefully create some offense.
Yeah, Jack Moby called upon here, the captain of the team, as he shifts up on this Mason Johnson Jackson Hoym line. This one's going to come back to neutralize Fandon by Swoboda. Didn't get much on it. And here is Mason. Gets it over for Jackson Hoym. This one chipped into the right wing corner. Mason trying to chase it down to the Hudson zone. Raiders are going to bring it out. There's a rink wide pass for Harry Ross. He turns, sweeps it in. He's going to come to the bench on the player change. Chi High trying to work it D to D, and they coughed it up in the zone. It's been that way all night. Looking like the Bad News Bears here. 13:30 left to go. Second period, shot 17-4 in favor of the Hudson Raiders. And the puck is going to be out of play in the Hudson zone. So the faceoff still will stay at that end of the ice. 13:23 left to go here in the second period. And Cooper Fosvik getting ready to hit the ice. He's going to suit up here momentarily.
I don't know if that's a good idea, but I am going to stand up.
Years of eligibility left. Here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe chases it down just inside his own blue line. He'll angle that one off the dasher. They get it up to Reed Post. He'll turn, fire it off the wall. And it's quickly cleared by the Raiders. Cards have to touch up, get on sides. 13:02 left to go. Now, Marak is in the left wing corner of the Hudson zone. Worked up to the wing on the near side. Hudson's got it at neutral, but turned over right there for Chi High. Can they do something with it? No, they can't. Hudson banks this one off the wall. That should draw the icing call right here. 3-0 in favor of the Raiders. Looking for their 10th victory of the year. And the faceoff is going to come in the Hudson zone. 12:46 left to go, second period. Cards with only 4 shots on net so far through almost a period and a half. Here comes Hudson. Odd man rush. They bring it in. Shoot and score. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Derek Strong. It was a 2-on-1. And Strong was left hung out to dry on that. And Hudson walking away with this one 4-0 here. 12:36 left to go, second period.
Yep, that's just another one of our defensive mistakes here.
Swobe
stepped. And if you're going to step, you got to come up with the body or you got to come up with the puck. And he came up with neither, and it's a 2-on-1. And he just was able to walk it right in and shoot and score.
4-0 Hudson. Scott Parker taking his timeout right here. I mean, what else can you do as a coach?
I think he's doing the right thing by taking the timeout because obviously it's just a mental breakdown. Really, since the word go tonight, it's been one big mental breakdown. So hopefully he can kind of knock some sense into him here and say, okay, you're down 4-0. Do you really want to go into running time? If you want to, stay the course. If you don't, then turn it around right now. He might make another line change because that didn't seem to do much. He might kind of go back to his original pairings, but it's a group effort. I don't think there's really much coming from anywhere.
Carson Strapon with the goal. That's the second point tonight. And Chi High not looking like the third-ranked team in the state for sure. But Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you here at St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Hudson wins the draw out of neutral after the goal. Chi High sweeps it in from number 8, Jackson Hoym. Wide of the cage. Tepper Eng goes out, drops it back for his D. Chi High trying to force the issue. There's Jackson Hoy, who wound up on his backside off the check, but gets right back up again, looking for Mason Johnson in the low slot. This one ricochets up top, a one-timer on net, and the save easily made by the Hudson goaltender and flipped out of play right here. 12:06 left to go, second period.
Got a shot on net there.
He did.
It was a good offensive play.
Yeah,
got to start somewhere, so we'll take it.
You bet. Little victories, so to speak. That's what we're looking for. You can't mount a comeback until you get that first goal. We trail it 4-0. Two in the first, two more in the second for Hudson. Back to Thorpe. Thumped off the goaltender's pads. Thorpe picks up the loose change, and now it's set out in front, but the Cards have it come off the stick of Post, and here comes Hudson with some energy into the Chi-High zone. Now it's tipped back out. Held there for a moment by Meyer, the defenseman, who tried to wait as long as he could for Hudson to get on sides. Here is Gus Thorpe, circles the wagons in back of his goaltender. Thorpe now is going to carry it up on the left wing side and give it up for Sam Hebert. Out to neutral ice. Cards finally toss it in. That's Carter Bovey. And he'll spin off on the line change right here. 11-17 and counting, second period. Cards trailing 4-0. It is Jackson LeMay pinned up against the fence by the Hudson player. Chi-High gets it back. There's a one-timer by Jackson Boland, but knocked down in front. Comes to the right point. Stepping up is Sam Hebert, and that one deflected off a Hudson player up and into the rafters and out of play. So I would think the drop is going to be in the Hudson zone. 10:59 left to go in the second period.
We need one really bad. Really, really bad.
Yeah. Ezra Lindstrom trying to win the draw, and he does. He gets it back to the point for Swobes, and he'll just feather this one in the right wing corner. Now a scramble down there. Brett Carlson's down there along with Reed Post, and the puck pops across the blue line, and everybody's got a touch up right here. It's the big defenseman Oliver Schroeder for Hudson. Tried to work it to the wing. There's the intercept and the one-timer. Tepperang, but had a good look at it as it came in and just swallowed that one up.
First time the Cardinals have spent a little bit of time in the offensive zone tonight. That's good to see. Would like to see a little bit more traffic from those shots up from the point.
So the drop in the Hudson zone. Chi-High racing to get it, and they'll send it back to Swobes. Hands it off for Mason Johnson. Johnson relays to Jackson Hoym. And a scrum right behind the goaltender here. Peeled off the wall by Hudson. They work it off the fence. Can't clear, and now it pops across the line and out to center ice. Into the Chi-High zone with 10 minutes exactly left to go, second period. Cards trailing 4-0. And here comes Mason Johnson. Johnson stretching to get to it. Down on his belly. Got popped right back up, but Hudson able to clear across their own blue line and reset here on their breakout. Hudson's got it right here, swept ahead. There's the Cards getting in the midst of the breakout play. And this one's going to come loose and kick around out at neutral ice. And Hudson's tossed it in off the wall. And Chi-High counters right here. Here is Bovey. Gives it up for Jackson Hoym. Hoym dropped on the check along the goal line. Bovey is down there as well. And that's Jack Bovey. And here comes Gus Thorpe trying to find an opening. Thorpe drifted off to his left on the blue line. Took a shot, but that was blocked. And it pops right back out with 9:10 and counting left to go here in this second period. Chi-High trailing 4-0 to Hudson as the Raiders scored two goals, one at the beginning of the first period, one at the end of the first, and then a couple of quickies here in the second to make it 4-0. 8:51 left to go. So obviously, right now, we have no highlights to talk about for Chi-High. Shots 18-8 as the puck floats out of play here. 8:51 left to go in this second period.
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of life from the Cardinals here now. You just fear, is it too little too late now?
And it's just in spurts. It's really not
Yeah, it's not consistent.
Consistent.
Yeah. It's a play
offense.
Here, a play there.
Exactly. Who is going to find the back of the net for Chi High? Here's Reed Post. Gets over to the wall. Shadows the puck and a scramble for it right there. Post tried to lift the Hudson player's stick and Raiders have it. They work it to the wing on the far side. Now they tap it out and into the zone. I thought Okerlund was in a little early, but no call right there on the offsides. It's going to float back out to neutral ice for the Raiders. They reconnect, dump it in the left wing side, but that was behind the red line right there. So an icing call on Hudson. Well, it's time to call Weirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Weirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or Weirzgala.com. Here's the Chi High Cardinals. Stretching up was Jackson Hoym. Tried a one-time wrist shot. That one just missed getting to the goaltender. And Chi High cycling it down low. Jackson Hoym, centering pass, got back to Bolin. And here's a shot by Jackson. That one went wide of the cage as well. And Hudson able to kick it back out to neutral ice and into the Chi High zone. Here is Swobes. Backhands one out of the danger zone. And Jackson Bolin's got it for Chi High. Cards probably going to try to double shift that Jackson Hoym Mason Johnson line here tonight, trailing 4-0. Here's Hudson, offsides call right there. As Carson Strapon was way inside the zone, as was brought it over by Alex Potratz.
We got a little lucky on that one.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
they would have come in 2-on-1 with a full head of steam. Oof. That'd have been tough to stop.
Would have scored probably on that. Here we go, face off at the dot outside the Chi High D zone. And this one banked into the wall in the Chi High into the ice and a scramble for it right there. Card's going to bring it out. Here's a pass cross ice. Jackson Boland's got it for Chi High. Harassed as he came in by Kowalski. And it's going to be Carter Bobey. Picks it up. Tosses one toward the net. Save made by Teppering. And I don't think he gave up much of a rebound on that.
No, he did a really good job. That was a great chance for the Cardinals, but goaltender for Hudson just did a really good job knocking it down. Tough for the Cardinals to get any rebound opportunities.
Yeah, he's a veteran goaltender. He's been around for a long time. Aiden Teppering. 7:06 left to go here, third period. Clean win for Chi High, the big freshman defenseman. That's Gus Thorpe tossed one wide of the cage, and here is Jack Bobby trying to turn a backhand that could tie up a goaltender, and it just drifted wide with 6:48 left to go. Cards on the attack, getting a little bit of generated offense here, and 8-10 Eng will hang out of that as it came to the right post.
Yeah, good to see some offensive zone time. Hopefully we can kind of, like I mentioned, we're still not seeing a ton of traffic out front. I think that's going to be the key. This goaltender seems to be pretty strong.
Yeah, he is. We'd like to see some time spent in the back of the net if we can. 6:40 left to go here in the second period. And there's a tough shot on that, a one bouncer from inside the left wing circle by the Cards. But again, knocked down by the junior goaltender for the Raiders. Swept in on the left wing side by Harry Ross, and Chi High's got to get on it. Gus Thorpe is there first. Loose, swept up by the Cards, and Chi High deflects this one out between the blue lines. It is Sam Hebert backtracking to get it, and he'll toss this one into the crowd and out of play with 6:08 left to go, second period.
That puck was caught by Bill Sikora. It was a pretty nice catch. He still
keep
got it.
Keep that, Bill.
Yeah, nice catch, Bill.
Just keep that puck. You deserve it. All right, face-off in the Card zone. Got to get a win. We got to get something past Teppering here. They get it to the defenseman. That's Breckenmeyer. Twisted, turned. Fired one into the left wing corner. Hudson's got it right here. They get organized, trying to go the wraparound try, and Derek Strong stood up big time that in that effort. Here comes Swoboda. He'll toss this one in off the backhand. 5:45 left to go, second period. But the Cards cannot do anything with it. Hudson's going to clear, but that'll be an icing call right here. Well, Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Well, the Cards are going to have to score very often now as time's winding down. We're down to a little over 20 minutes of hockey left here.
Yeah, we're going to have to do what Hudson did to us in the first period right now.
Hard to see it happening, but Chi High trying to get a little more pressure, and there's a penalty, I think, coming up on the Raiders as Jackson LeMay was dragged down, and Chi High, well, let's see if we can do it on the power play
here. Yeah. This is a really good opportunity to get some momentum going here. Finally, I think scoring a goal would be a big momentum gain, and hopefully we'd be able to carry that. But right now, we just got to score, focus on the man advantage.
Breckenmeyer, the culprit here. Chi High on the power play. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This would be a great time to get one. Cards on the man advantage at 21.7%. Hudson on the kill at 86.2. And the Raiders able to clear the zone. So Chi High goes back, sets it up again. Gus Thorpe is shadowed by a Hudson player, and we cough it up out at neutral ice. Not a good way to start the power play. 5:04 left to go here on the game clock in the second. Now to a minute and a half left to go on the power play. Chi High goes cross ice behind the lead player there. And Hudson's right back to it. Here's Pontrance! And it hit the goaltender up and out of play. I thought he beat strong. It almost looked like he went over his right shoulder, but it got a piece of Derek and up into the netting and out of play. Whew.
Yeah, that
was
a close
play, is it here?
Yeah, well, our first power play unit didn't do a very good job there quarterbacking the puck and getting it just over the red line even. Really sloppy play, so hopefully our second unit can get it done.
We're down to about minute 12 left to go in the power play. Hudson, Chi High, and the Cards, a long stretch pass right there intended for Ethan Foyles. And this one is going to be dumped on the TO by the Raiders. Well, I tell you what, this has been a wake-up call for Chi High. You're going to have a lot to think about after this night. Here comes Jack Bovey. Dangles up the ice. Tries to get past the Hudson defenseman. Came down. No call there as he was tripped up. Might have got caught up in his own skates. Here's Caden Swoboda. Works it off to his right. One-timer by Bovey. And the goaltender fought that one off. Here's Swobes again. Over to Carlson. It came off a Hudson stick and floated up out of play here with 29 seconds left to go in the man advantage.
I don't know why he took that shot, Craig. Yeah. He had an open pass. Sometimes you just got to get a moving left or right, and we finally had the zone, some zone presence, and he just shot it right into the Hudson defender.
Back to that line that opened up the power play, the Mason Johnson-Jackson Hoym line. Speaking of Hoym, here he is right here along the half wall. Back to the point. Cards go D to D. Now on the near side, and you got Jackson Hoym on the near side. He's kind of playing, that's Gus Thorpe on the near side. He was quarterbacking the power play unit, and we're down to 17 seconds left to go. The faceoff after the puck was sent out of play here. Cards work it into the corner. It's going to come back to Gus Thorpe. The box stretches out, trying to get close to Thorpe here for Hudson. 8 seconds to go on the power play. You got to pull the trigger. Here is a shot taken by Hoym, and that one deflected back to Gus Thorpe through traffic, but it went wide, and the Cards 0-for-1 on the power play as Hudson's back to full strength. 3:26 left to go. Peeled off the dasher on the far side. Hudson's got it. They move it up the ice. Numbers are even. And this one's going to come to Tepper or to Pontrance. He tried a shot right there already with a goal tonight. He toe-dragged it back and had a good chance, but a big-time save there by Derek Strong. 3:07 left to go. Cards clear through center into the Hudson zone. And here is Mason Johnson. Johnson off to the left. Looked like Jackson Hoym got Got banged around a little bit back there, but he finally gets up after spending some time on the ice, and this one cleared by Hudson to the far boards. 2:45 left to go here in the second period. Cards trail it 4-0. Two goals in the first for the Raiders, two more in the second. And Chi High has been stunned so far here tonight by Hudson. Raiders have it right here. Tapped ahead by Gilbert. And they'll move it into the zone in behind Derek Strong. Cards able to clear. It came off Lee Darrow off his skate, I should say. The veteran referee. And this one is pumped in by Hudson. But that's an icing call right there.
Starting to see a little desperation from the Cardinals, which is great to see. I just think that it's
too late
now at this point. But, you know, it would be really awesome to see them, you know, at least put some kind of effort up.
Let's break the shutout at least here and get some kind of hope. 2:08 left to go here in this second period. Hudson all over Chi High tonight. And they don't look like a 9-7 team. Here are the Raiders right here. Fleming brings it across the line. Had it swept off his stick, and Hudson will bank it right back in again. And Chi High moves it up. Here's Ezra Lindstrom, the senior. Moves in, fires a shot, drag it toward the net. And Reed Post is down there as well. Hands it off to Lindy. Here's a shot, traffic out in front. And it's pounced on by Tempering. And that's kind of the way Chi High is going to have to score. He'll just get dirty, get in the goaltender's grill, and see if they can, you know, get some traffic out there and try to shove that puck in behind the junior.
Yeah, they've definitely gotten some nice traffic out front, and you can see he's getting a little frustrated in there. I've seen him twice now hack the Cardinal forward, so I kind of like that. Get in his grill a little bit.
You bet.
We need to do something.
Minute 32 left to go, second period. The drop in the right wing wheel in the Hudson zone. Cards get in there. There is Mason Johnson. Johnson trying to go back to the D. Had it cut off, and Hudson's got it right here. Carson Strapon with a nice night. He's got 2 points, and he carried it in. But an offsides call here against the Raiders. 1:17 on the clock left here in the second. And they'll face off out at neutral ice. You would have liked to have gotten a goal here in the third, of course, giving up two goals here as a killer for Chi High, but just get something going, get something cooking here. 1:11, back to action. Puck just inside the Hudson zone. Now it carries back out. And here is Foyles. He'll be jabbed up against the wall, and it's going to be peeled off by Mason Johnson. Moves in, a shot on net. Saved there by Tempering, and Hudson works it out to Strapon, and he tries to split the D and was knocked down right as he came in the high slot. Pushed ahead by Jackson Hoym. Hoym pointless tonight. You don't usually see that. 35 seconds left to go in the period. Hoym fighting through a hip check right there and centers it up. Nice play right there, but nobody to complete the deal for Chi High, and cleared by Hudson, and an icing call against the Raiders. 23.3 seconds left to go here in the second period, and the Cards trail it 4-0.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough game to call, because, you know, you want to stay positive as much as you can, and it's more fun that way, but not much to really say at this point.
Little hints, little glimmers of hope, but unless you can complete the deal, finish off the scoring chance, it just is false hope, I guess. Back to Thorpe, and a one-timer. Eng left a big rebound out there, but then pounced on it with 17.7 seconds left to go. Let's pop one in here at the end of the period.
Yeah, we're now getting some shots at least. They're basically all from the point. But that's better than what we've been doing up to this point.
Shots 22-13 in favor of the Raiders. Clean win back to Thorpe, but he had no room to maneuver. as it just slowly rolled to him. 12 seconds left to go. Cards organize a play from behind the goal line. Pass out in front. Zepparing makes the save, and Hudson's got it with 3 seconds. They'll just carry it up the ice, rag the time off the clock, and nearly take a light out here in front of us as the puck was lifted in the air, and that will do it for a very disappointing second period for Chi High. Shots 22-14 in favor of the Hudson Raiders. And sounds like a church in here.
Yeah, I mean,
Sunday,
you know,
morning, there's hardly anybody talking.
Yeah, right, we've now got a full barn tonight, and the Hudson Raiders have shut it up.
Yeah, they quieted the stadium.
Yeah, and that's hard. You know, I know, like, as a player, you know, you always kind of were able to feed off the crowd and get that extra gear, and it's tough when you don't really have that. So they're going to have to find it from somewhere else.
Right.
You know, they're going to have to kind of look within to find that energy to come back in this game. And, you know, is it likely that they come back and win? No. But have stranger things happened? Absolutely,
yep.
Especially in high school hockey. Basically, they need to do exactly what Hudson is doing to them. They
right.
just need to turn the tables. And I know that this team is skilled enough. We've seen it time and time again, but I just didn't really imagine us having such a hard time scoring. You know, before the game, I really stressed defensive zone stuff, and that has been an issue, but we're not getting to the net at all. We're not winning faceoffs. We're not doing the little things to win tonight.
All right, 4-0, the score, both teams with a power play, and neither team has scored on it, but Hudson's scored from other places to lead it 4-0 after 2 here on WOGO. We'll take a break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
It's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Well, the Cards, a tough night so far. Two periods, they trail it 4-0. Hudson with two in the first, two more in the second. They lead in shots 22-14. And as we get set for the third period, time to talk some hockey with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Not too many smiling faces, though, in that Cards locker room right now. And I don't know what a coach or even a player could say at this point to turn it around.
Yeah, you know, like I feel like every player has been in this situation, you know, more than one time. And unfortunately, I think a lot of them don't react right to it. You know, I think, you know, especially younger players, you know, they're just like, oh, well, we're beat.
Yep.
You know, it's over. And that's when you need your coaches, and I guarantee you the coaches are preaching this, you know. Time to take the curlers out of your hair. Like, let's go to work now. But you need your leadership to do the same thing. And they need to lead by example this period. The worst thing that we could do is come out here and, you know, start running around and taking bad penalties, you know, and playing dirty,
right,
out of frustration. That solves nothing. So I'm looking for the Cardinals to play a really disciplined period. And hopefully just have some fire, you know.
Right. Get some self-respect.
Yeah,
back.
Exactly. Like, this is a really bad look,
yep,
for us. So they need to, you know, realize what situation they're in and, like, play up to the I don't know how to word this, but play up to the height of the game, I guess.
Yep.
You know,
yep,
how important this game is. You need to play to that level.
Yeah, I don't know what else you can say. It's been a stunner so far, but got still a period to go, and let's at least begin by taking the goose egg off the board for Tepperang, huh?
Absolutely. We want to break that up as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's right. Starting to get to him a little bit, I think, and like Coop said, getting frustrated a bit here in the second period as more traffic is in front of him. He's having to make tougher saves. You know, if you had to score it, I think the second period, it was a better period for Chi High. Not much, but it was a better period than the first.
Definitely. We had our moments, definitely. So, like I said, we got Tempering a little bit frustrated at times. I saw him kind of hack our guys a little bit. I'm kind of looking for more of that, like I mentioned. I want to see that
fire.
Let's
get distracted.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get some traffic out in front of the net. You know, our only shots have really been from the point. It's open, so we may as well keep taking them. But we need our forwards to crash hard and catch those rebounds and put it in the back of the net, and we just haven't really been doing that yet. They're staying out to the sides, so I'm looking for those wingers to really crash hard this period.
Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. You can learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. All right, we'll get the third period cranking here shortly on WOGO Radio. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Hostick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe for the shot. Oh, it went in. Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
The Food Court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more.
all made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Cards find themselves down 4-0 to the Hudson Raiders tonight, and the Raiders looking to sweep the season series. Much better game in early December over there. We lost 2-1, and boy, I tell you what, here at home, playing on your home ice, we've just been flat all night.
Yeah, we have, but Hudson has actually played very well. They've moved the puck with ease, and
they look like a traditional Hudson team.
Oh yeah, they're snapping it around and they're fast, so that's tough to play against, but we haven't played to that level at all, and we need a huge third period.
Absolutely. Well, we got two more games for you this week on WOGO. We've got the girls basketball game, Chippewa Falls McDonald hosting Osseo Fairchild tomorrow night, 6:55, pregame show with Caleb and Mark Maloney, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney on the air for that Friday night. And then Saturday, speaking of Hudson, the Chi boys basketball team travels to Hudson. Mark Halverson, Landon Tease will have the call for you from Hudson. Cardinal Countdown pregame show at 6:55 on Saturday night. We're back here on Tuesday against Eau Claire North. Man, I hope we can shake the doldrums off here.
Yeah, we're going to have to. We're coming down to that time of year where this is when you need to be playing your best hockey.
Exactly.
Getting hot, and it just seems like we're doing the opposite of that. So luckily we had a couple days of practice and ready to go. Oh, and yeah, we got Stevens Point on Saturday.
Yep, that's right. We won't have that for a radio game, but they do play at Point, and there's another sectional opponent.
Yeah, I think that's the last one before the seeding meeting, so... North, we'd have North too.
North, we'll play North too. But yeah, I tell you what, they've got to get it going a different direction here.
Yeah, I mean, this is a super talented Cardinal team, and I know it's in them because I've seen it. You know, I watched, like, I think back to that game against Memorial that we called. I mean, they were everywhere, and they were playing solid offensively. Their defensive zone was really structured, and we played super physical. And then tonight, it's just like it may as well be a completely different roster.
Who's wearing our uniforms?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, here we go. You can find us on Cards TV as well. WOGO.com, AM 680, 103.1 FM. Tonight, worldwide at WOGO.com, and I think they're waiting for some water to
evaporate. Yep, they're going to let the ice set up a little bit. Better that than play it when it's too wet, because
right,
the puck will stop. And
yeah,
with our luck tonight, it'll go the wrong way.
Exactly. No luck. If it worked for, what's the old country song about luck? If it were bad luck, I'd have no luck at all, or something like that.
I feel like there's a lot of country songs
about that. Luck. Yeah, exactly. Bad luck.
And my dog ran away.
This has been a country song here for Chi High tonight on their home ice, for sure. Greg and Coop with you. Dawson Halverson back in the WOGO studios, our producer here tonight. And, well, I tell you, it's taking a long time for this ice to dry out here.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to get going now.
All right. They have decided, had a conference, and we're ready to go. Lee Darrow ready to drop center ice. Let's see if the Cards can turn it around. Goal by goal. Here is Gus Thorpe. He will bank this one off the wall, fires it in left wing side, comes around from right to left, but picked up right there by Alex Potratz. He's had a big night here with a couple of goals, two of the four goals, and this is going to be gunned right back into the Chi-Hi zone. Weaving his way, looking for an opening, is Gus Thorpe. Got it ahead for Jackson Hoym. Hoym turns. It was one on three. He had to find some help from behind. But that one's picked. And here comes Mike Maurer. Also a couple of points for him tonight. Maurer with a goal. And, well, 3 points, actually. Two assists and a goal. And this one's going to come in on Derek Strong. And Derek made the initial save and finally got some defensive help swept into the left wing corner. A minute gone here in the third. Chi-Hi trails 4-0. And it floats out to center for Brecken Meyer for Hudson. Comes in. A shot blocked down in front. It deflects onto the wall on the near side in the Chi-Hi zone and brought out by the Cards. They try to swallow him up on the boards at center ice. It's going to come in front of Tepperang. Bounced off the inboards, came right in front of him, and he's going to just corral it and hang on to it. 15:47 left to go, third period here on WOGO. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls.
Nice little play off the faceoff there. Tempering kind of forced to make a quick save. Mm-hmm. And he almost actually coughed up a nice rebound. But
you take it. Here's Jack Bovey at the dot. Moby wins it, works it into the left wing corner. There's a shot on net. Tepperang with the save. Got a veteran goaltender. We're going to have to get some movement, get him moving around. And this one in the elbow of the left wing side. Jack Bovey there jumps in from the half wall. Bovey's got it and harassed as he came to the goal line. And this is Carter Bovey. Spins away from some pressure, but Hudson's got it right here. They work it on the near wing side, and the Raiders able to dump it all the way down for Arthur Oakland, the big senior defenseman. Boy, he is tall, isn't he? Oakland moved it from right to left, and this one's going to come out. Here is Reed Post. Tries to go coast to coast into the zone, and Brett Carlson brought it in. Just a bit offsides. He thought he had a clear run at the goaltender, but a foot was inside the zone already for the good guys.
That one was that was close.
Very close.
I'm not so sure if that was offsides, but they blew it down anyway.
At the dot just below us here at neutral. And Chi-Hi tried to get it back for their D, and it went split right between the defenseman, Brett Christie, and Gus Thorpe. Here is Thorpe, dangled for a bit, lost it, and coughed it up, and a shot on net. Big save right there for Strong. It dropped to the ice, but he got his mitt on it anyway.
Derek, yeah, coughed up a little rebound there.
Yep.
Saved it, you know. More to, you know, really good job by him just, you know, getting over it. So,
shots 23-16. At one time, I think we had maybe a shot halfway through the first period, one shot. So that is picking up, but you don't win a hockey game with shots. You win it with goals. Here is Foyles. Took a feed from Jackson Hoym, back to Hoym, to Foyles, along the goal line behind Tepperang, and this one is going to deflect into the right-wing corner. Cards trying to manufacture something right here. Krista drops it down low. Backhand centering pass there by Hoym was cut off by the Raiders, and here's Mike Maurer. Maurer skated in, lost the rock. 14:10 left to go as the puck ricochets into the left-wing corner, and Chi-Hi bounces it out to neutral ice. Foyles overskated it, and Hudson's right there to sweep it up. Back in the Chi-Hi zone, Hudson with a full change on offense here. Their forward line, and Chi-Hi will do the same right now. Jackson LeMay out there along with Jack Bovey and Carter Bovey, and Jack has got it right here. Back pedals, got some pressure, coughed up the rock, and a centering pass right there for Connor Hauser for Hudson. And this one is going to be lifted over the blue line and up and out of harm's way, at least temporarily. Here comes Everett Hayter. And then lost the puck, and this one is going to be tossed out of the rink here. 13:20 left to go here in the old ball game.
Almost a baseball-like score here, too.
Well, you combine the JV game with this one, we've been outscored 20-0 here tonight.
That's a football game.
20-0. 16 goals coughed up in the first game in the JV contest. There's a shot right on from neutral ice. And Strong had to go down and make a big-time save right there. A tough one for him. On the half wall in the Cards defensive end of the ice. And this one jammed up on the dasher. And right back in again for Hudson. 12:55 left to go. Out to neutral ice. Who's going to come out with it? Derek Post over skate of the puck. And on the back pedal is Brett Carlson. Carlson looking up the ice, and here's an icing call on Chi High. Now, it doesn't appear, at least right now, Coop, that, you know, we're going to get any hero for Chi High stepping up and saying, I'm gonna take this thing over.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty flat yet. You know, you don't even hear the coaches through the mic really yelling anymore, and
right. Usually
that's not a good thing, you know. Parker always says, if I stop yelling, there's something wrong.
12:40 left to go, third period. Shots 25-16. Score 4-0 Hudson. And the Cards on the break. Out to center ice. It is number 8, Jackson Hoym. Into the zone. Looking for some off-wing help. But countering is Hudson right here. Mike Maurer moves in. Tried to go on the wide side. Slipped it a little wide. Back to the point. Here's Kowalski. Turns. Fires one in. Save made by Strong, and it bounces across the line and up out of the zone. It is Platter who turned, or Potratz rather, who turned and fired one in for Hudson. But they were in the midst of a change, so Chi High gets some space and time right here. The 11:51 left to go as it's pumped in by Hudson. And Sam Hebert is down there for Chi High, but Hudson's got it at the blue line. Floating in is Schrader, Oliver Schrader for Hudson, but it's picked by Jackson Bobey, and here comes Chi High.
Offsides by a mile.
Oh, my gosh.
Offsides by a mile.
Isn't that emblematic of the way the game has gone?
Yeah, it's just been...
That was not a tough play, but they just were not in sync.
Yeah, just not mentally prepared tonight is what it came down to. And it
went
away. We had
three guys at the blue line. They could all see each other. And yet we had an offsides call. It has turned ugly here for the third-ranked Cardinals. And Chi High with a chance. There is a pickoff and a cough up in the zone for Jack Bobey, and he nearly scored. Wow. I tell you what, they left a big rebound out there, a big error for Hudson, and we still could not put it past Tepperang.
That's the first puck that they've really coughed up all night, and then we couldn't even capitalize on that.
Oh, man. 11:15 left to go, third period. No drop inside the Hudson zone. One-timer on net there by Post, and sticked into the corner by Tepperang. The Cards brought it right to the cage. Eng with the save. And it's loose on the half wall. Cards step up. We got to start to hold the zone here. I mean, you're trailing 4-0. Might as well do something. Chi High crashing the net. That's Reed Post who had a chance. And it deflected high in the zone. And it's going to be brought out right now by Hudson. 10:45 left to go in the game. Chi High with these little flurries from time to time. And this one's banked off the wall, up out to neutral. And the Cards finally walk it just slightly into the zone. Start to make a change here in lines. And it comes back to the blue line for Caden Swoboda. He'll gun it in, hoping that his teammates can find the rock here. And this one's going to come back out to neutral. And Swobes is right there. Hudson goes D to D. Shots 26-18 in favor of the Raiders. 4-0 cup for the road team here. And tapped ahead by Hudson's Will Kowalski. Chi High turns it around. Here's Gus Thorpe. Freshman defenseman moves in, loads up a wrist shot right into the goaltender Tepper Ng, and he'll hang on.
Man, does he just have a heavy wrist shot.
Yep.
You know, you don't really see him ever take that big slap shot, but he doesn't need to because his release is so quick and it's so hard.
Well, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers to get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/logo. cbosm.com/WOGO. Back to action here. Hudson's got it in our zone. And there's the intercept. And Chi High's Gus Thorpe will just rotate and open up some ice here. Thorpe turns, fires one ahead, tipped into the zone. And he'll spin off on the D change. And here is Jackson Boland on the near wing. Boland turns, fires a wrister up, but that's going to be picked. And it's Brett Krista has got to race back to get it in his own zone. Tapped ahead by Carlson. Krista follows, and he's going to race off the ice as well for a change. And it's back to Caden Swoboda for Chi High in the blue line. We're down to 8:41 left to go here. And we haven't thrown the white flag up yet, but I don't know. Cards still trying to get a goal. A win may be out of reach, but let's get a goal here. Chi High sweeps it in. That's Carlson. And it's in behind the net. Comes back to the point. Here's Sam Hebert. Skates off to his left, finds a passing lane, dumps it in the corner, and Carlson, it bounced off the end wall. Carlson had a point-blank shot on net. Tepper Ng with another big save. Comes back to the point. Here's Hebert. He'll feather that one in the right-wing corner, and this one is going to pop back out to neutral ice. Hebert is right there. And over to Jackson Hoym, who spins and guns one into the zone. Cards on the attack now. Puck in behind Tepper Ng. Worked back to the point. Here is Hebert. Gets away from the pressure. Jackson Hoyne backpedaling to help him out as the puck floated in the left wing elbow. Here's a pick and a chance. Hoyne with a save. Jackson Hoyne, a great chance on net, but a big time save by the junior goaltender for Hudson. And it's turned back the other way for the Raiders. And there's another save, and the puck goes in off the rebound. And it's 5-0 Hudson. Derek Strong with the initial save, but he left a big rebound out there, and Hudson took advantage.
No back checking. There's nobody to help him. It was a 3-on-2. They hit that third winger coming down, and he took the shot, and there was nobody to clear the front, so in the back of the net it goes.
Oof. 9:39 of the third period. And the second goal of the night, the third point for Carson Strapon. Another point for Alex Potratz on the assist. And that is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 points for him. He's got 2 goals and 2 assists. And Ian Flatham with an assist at 9:39 of the third period. And this is now an official beatdown.
Yeah.
5-0 Hudson. And here is Jack Bovey in the corner. 7:05 left to go, third period. And Hudson's got it right here. Oliver Schroeder carried around the boards. And Cards wanted an icing call right there. And Derek Strong left it go for an icing call, but they waved it off, so it popped right out in front of him, and he just at the last second cleared it into the left wing corner. 6:40 left to go here in the third period. And this is Sam Hebert. Gets it to Jack Bovey. Come on, Jack. Jack moves in right side, shoots, and off the toe blade of Tepper Ng. Just barely got a piece of that. Now the bodies are starting to fly. There's a check by Jackson Boland. Maybe a little too late here.
Oh, yeah, LeMay is going to go to the box for a head contact or rough. You fall through really high, and that's what that's where they'll send you.
A roughing call. So it's going to be a two-minute minor on LeMay. And Hudson now with a five-goal lead and a power play with 6:18 left to go third period.
I mentioned earlier that's like the last thing you want to do.
Yep.
Looks bad.
I remember that. That'll be our highlight. We're going to replay what you had to say.
Yeah.
Good call on that one. But, yeah, it's just an ugly game, and you don't want it to get out of hand and just be a mess here at the end. Chi High. It's Jackson Hoym trying to disrupt as the chaser down there with 5:55 left to go in the game. Hudson gets the reset. Now they're coming out. And it is going to be Breckenmeyer who turns, rips one wide of the cage as they set up their power play. Cards with the intercept. And there's a clear. 1:19 left to go on the power play. 5:30 on the game clock. And the Cards with Brett Christ out there, Jack Bovey, Carter Bovey, and Gus Thorpe. And an offsides call right here against Hudson. Well, what do you do? Some nights are like this, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's just the way the game of hockey goes sometimes, but this is hard. This is kind of deflating. Oof.
Cards are going to go to 13-5, and not a whole lot of time to lick their wounds with Stevens Point on the road on Saturday and then back here for a radio game on Tuesday against Eau Claire North. 6:40 will be on the air. And Chi High now is going to start to feel desperate for some wins, even though they're only absorbing their fifth loss of the season here tonight. Under five to play here in the third period. This is Connor Hauser, brings it across for Hudson. And then the wall was built up there a few feet in. Chi High able to turn it back toward the Hudson zone. 25 seconds to go on the power play. And here's Oliver Schroeder. Carries it in and lost the puck. Shots 28-21 as we tick it down to about 15 seconds to go on the power play. Buckets tomorrow night, McDonald Max girls basketball for you. 6:55 pregame with Caleb and Mark. And then speaking of Mark, the other Mark, Mark Halverson's got the call as Chi High's boys basketball team travels to Hudson on Saturday night. And former Cardinal Landon Tease will join him for the color commentary. 4:05 left to go. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Hudson 0-for-2 on the power play as this one's ripped out of the air by Derek Strong with exactly 4 minutes left to go in the game. 5-0 Hudson. 2 in the first, 2 in the second, and 1 here in the third. And we'll see Derek Strong's numbers rise a bit here after this one. Here is Hudson. Corralled by Hartwick. Dumps it in, but an offsides call right there. Wow, could we be shut out for both games here?
Yeah, it sure looks that way, Greg. And, you know, I look at the shot totals. That doesn't really seem to add up to me, but I think it's definitely a little bit more lopsided in Hudson's direction. Man, it would have been nice to break out that. There's still time to break the shutout, and I think that's about the only win we're going to get tonight.
3:50 left to go in the game. Face-off in the Hudson zone after the icing call here. And this one got past Jackson Boland, and off-wing D, Caden Swoboda, sweeps in to help out. 3:35 and ticking down here in the third period. And it's going to be picked up by Chi High. As Jackson Boland fanned on it, turned right back to the net. There's a shot on net by Hudson. Had to be fought off there by Derek Strong. Back to the point, and a block right there by Andrew Johnson. Johnson's limping around out there, and he's got to get off the ice. He's hurting. And he'll do that right now. And here's Jack Bovey. Bovey tried to dangle past the Hudson D. And there's a big hit delivered by Jackson LeMay, who just got out of the penalty box a moment ago. A little frustration for number 21. 2:52 left to go in the game. Long pass ahead for Hudson, picked off there by Post. Tried to bring it in, but he was surrounded by guys in blue as the puck pops out of play here with 2:42 on the game clock here in the third period. Have our post glass and mirror post game show for you. Catch up with Scott Parker, get his thoughts, and a trip call right here. Hudson's going to get the gate right here so we get a power play, maybe wipe the zero off the scoreboard.
That's the hope here. Look for a read post here on this. They've got him lined up as a defenseman, but he's going to be the shooter if we get in that position.
Well, unfortunately, we cough the puck up and have to chase it down back in our own zone. Here is Gus Thorpe. 2.5 left to go in the game. 1:45 on the power play, and Chai High playing loose with the rock. Gave it away for a moment at neutral ice. Thorpe's just going to take it himself. Gus Thorpe moves in. Wrist shot on net. And the save by the Hudson goalie, Tepper Ng.
Looks like we're going to keep with that same unit. It was a really nice rush by Gus Thorpe, and it's been kind of doom and gloom tonight, but I really thought Gus Thorpe actually played a pretty good game.
Yeah,
he didn't have a ton of help, and he's played physical, and he was kind of a bright spot in the game tonight.
Hard around by Hudson, goes all the way down, and the Raiders content with a 5-0 lead, just kind of backing off here, letting the clock do the rest of it. Hudson with the pick out of neutral ice. And Chai High has looked out of sync all night. Mason Johnson's got it. Gives it off to Thorpe. No look, blind pass back to Johnson. Johnson lost it as he came in. And the Cards on the power play have given Hudson the big stone a few times here. 1.5 left to go in the game. We're down to 52 seconds to go in the power play. And, boy, I tell you what, Chai-Hai is slow to get back, even though the puck is loose. And there's an intercept. Hudson's got a chance. They float it off into the right wing corner for Connor Hauser. And Chai-Hai with the turnover right there. And here comes Jack Bovee. Bovee moves in. Bovee with a chance on Tepper Ng. And let's see if he drew a penalty as Jack went down, as he was going strong to the hole right there.
Yeah, I think he drew a hook. Just a tremendous speed from Jack Bovee. Slash, gotcha.
Kowalski will sit for maybe the rest of the game, but Chai High, we got a 5-on-3. Let's at least get something off the 5-on-3.
Yeah, we
got
to really suck it down tight. And
28 seconds to go, and we give it up on the faceoff. So that's going to rag pretty much that first penalty off here. 1 minute left to go in the game. 16 to go on the 5-on-3, and Chai High has to go all the way back to deep in their own zone. Here comes the Cards. Got to get something going quick here. Carlson, we're down to 5 seconds to go on the 5-on-3. Carlson got to pull the trigger, and here's a pass for Jack Bowlby, looking for some traffic out in front, and it's 5-on-4 now. Back over to Swobes along the wall. Here's Jack to Swoboda in the high slot. Left wing side and fanned on there by Carlson. Swoboda can't hold the zone, and it's going to carry him all the way down with 22 seconds left to go. So it looks as if Hudson's going to shut us out here tonight. Last glimmer of hope was the 5-on-3, but we couldn't do anything with it. And here is Mason Johnson. Johnson moves in, trying to create the low slot. Jackson Hoym right there. Johnson lost it, pulled down. A penalty should be called, but we're down to 2 seconds left to go, and that's going to do it in the game. 5-0. Hudson beats Chai High in our home ice and officially outshoots us 30-23. And I don't know what adjectives you want to use here tonight, but boy, it was a crowd quieter game here.
Yeah, that one stings for sure, especially it's one thing to go over there and get beat 2-1, but to come for them to come here and to lose 5-0 is just demoralizing.
Yeah,
almost.
They took it to us.
And it's definitely going to be gut check time.
Soul searching time here.
Right, because there's not much time left, really.
Nope.
You know, we're getting into February. It doesn't take long. And if they don't pick it up, it's like you said, it's going to be one and done. And I don't know if they realize that, but I know the coaches realize that. I know the seniors realize that.
Yep.
So it's time is of the essence here.
Yep. All right, so you laid an egg. You still got some time to kind of turn it around. I'm not sure how much damage you did to your seeding prospects here tonight, but it's a done deal. And so you just got to move on. And
yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you pretty much have to forget this game happened, unfortunately, and that's hard as a coach, I think,
yep.
You know, to kind of just be like, oh, yeah, no, this game, you know, forget about it, guys. Because
replaying it in your mind, huh?
Right, you don't want to forget about it. You want them to remember how much it hurt when they came out here and laid egg. But, you know, they got practice tomorrow, and they got a game on Saturday. So we don't really have time to, you know, we should have done this, we should have done this, we should have done this. It's like, okay, well, we know what to do.
Right.
We just actually need to execute our game plan, and we need to play hard, which I think that was I just think we lacked effort tonight.
Yep.
Plain simple.
Yep, no doubt about that. All right, we'll have our post-class and mirror post-game show ahead, and we'll send Coop down to talk with Scott Parker as well. So stay with us. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Hostick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in. Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
High drops from third to fourth in conference with a extremely tough, disappointing, whatever you want, word you want to use here, a 5-0 defeat to Hudson. So Chippewa, I don't know, this is probably, I'm sure Scott Parker's going to say this is probably as poor as they played this season. So it's time for our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chi High, just looking at the stat sheet, and the only stat that they added to today was the goalies' goals against average and save percentage. Derek Strong didn't have a good game, but he did have flurries where he played well, kept his team in the game, and you can't blame this one on Derek, as Chi High really didn't play well from just about every player. We were talking about Gus Thorpe. We thought he played consistently throughout the night, but, man, that was about it. Nobody else could get anything going against Hudson, and it showed on the scoreboard. Our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. Well, we don't have any highlights or stats to talk about for Chi High. Names You Know brought to you by Holly Bovey, Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. The way the first period went kind of typified the night. Hudson came out, scored 39 seconds into the opening period, and it wasn't a fluke. Alex Potratz, their top scorer, with the goal 39 seconds in, and then a backbreaker, a crusher, with 23 seconds to go in the first period. It was Mike Maurer, the first of his 3 points tonight, a goal. And it was 2-0 Hudson. So, you know, you talked about the first one. It might have been a fluke. Second one, a tough one at the end of the period. Card still had a chance if they could just get some energy going. But Hudson scored two more in the second period and put the game away and iced it with a third period goal from Carson Strapon, who had 3 points tonight, a couple of goals and an assist. And the final, Hudson 5. And Chi High, nothing here. Our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, Post Glass and Mirror Chippewa Falls, quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll take a break, waiting for Scott Parker to join us from the locker room. So stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Hostick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leader.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Cards drop this one 5-0 to Hudson. Scott Parker is out of the locker room, and he's downstairs live with our Cooper Fosbick. Coop?
Thanks, Greg. We're down here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, kind of a tough game tonight, but it started in the first period. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, lots of thoughts. We're trying to figure out who to start the game because our first shift of the game has been notoriously poor, and we have thrown many combos out there, but until we figure it out as coaches and a team that this is what it is. And you know, to get scored on in the first 40 seconds, that's a really bad tone for the rest of the game. And we know in hockey that the first minute of the period and the last minute of the period is super important. So we're struggling at being ready for a game, and that's on the coaching staff, and we're going to work hard at trying to improve on that and get better at that. I will give Hudson some credit. They really did a good job at coming after us. We were outshot 9-0 at one time, and then another time I think I saw 18-4. So they were ready. They came after us. They lost a tough game the other night, and they wanted to show, you know, what the Chippewa Falls teams needs to work on, and they did. So I'd say we played about a period and maybe a quarter tonight, and that's not going to win good against good teams. So we've got a lot to do, a lot of soul searching. We need to think about what we can do better as an individual, and we need to think about what we can do better as a team. So this is right up there with another stinker. I think we played better in Superior. kind of reminds me of the New Richmond game a little bit. I think that we're reading too much of our own press, and that we're think we're a little better than we are, and we need to work harder and smarter. So that those things can still happen and they can still come, but we're going to have to work for it, and it starts tomorrow.
Absolutely. Obviously, you know, we got practice tomorrow, and then we go to Spash on Saturday. We got an awesome opportunity to kind of make up for this. What's going to be the message tomorrow at practice and also before the game on Saturday?
Well, I think, we need to communicate better. You know, once in a while we'll see a great bump down low or a great reverse, and then the next thing we'll see a guy just throw the puck. So better communication. We're trying to get some offense rolling. Obviously, Mason and Jackson struggled tonight at connecting and getting inside in the house. And those are our two guys that really we kind of go by. And, they work hard. I will say that, we had some guys work hard. We didn't work hard as a team, but sometimes we just got to be a little smarter out there. And, it's a long season, and we're going to keep going. And I think there's something for this team to prove right now.
Absolutely. Coach, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right.
Back to you, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it very much. So on the sports schedule, we have basketball tomorrow night. It's McDonald girls basketball at home against Osseo Fairchild. We are on the air at 6:55 pregame show. And then Saturday night, the boys basketball team for Chi High, maybe can get a little measure of revenge here for our loss tonight. They travel to Hudson, Mark Halverson, and Landon Teese with the call. 6:55 Cardinal pregame show, countdown show on Saturday night. So a 5-0 defeat here for the Cards against the Hudson Raiders. They fall to 13-5 overall, 6-3 in the BRC, and Hudson at 10-7 overall and 6-3 in the BRC. Coop and I will be back on Tuesday, Chi High and Eau Claire North. Hopefully we can get a Saturday victory at Stevens Point, and then we'll be here for North and Chi High. It's always a great battle. 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show on Tuesday. For Cooper Fosvick, Greg Stewart here, and awesome Dawson Halverson, our producer tonight, back at the WOGO studios. Final again, 5-0 Hudson defeats Chi High. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
Chi High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.